Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And on the line right now, Congressman Andy Harris, Republican of Maryland. A good time to have you here. I want to play a little soundbite from the president, Congressman, to start our conversation.
After years of partisan bickering and gridlock, this bill is a clear win for the American people.
The president yesterday going out late in the day and making the case that the budget deal that has been negotiated is not necessarily a bad deal. However, it was just a few hours earlier that he made the case that, you know what, maybe we need a government shutdown in September to actually drain the swamp. If it's a good idea to drain the swamp in September and actually force a government shutdown to do it, why does it not make sense to take this moment now and do the same thing?
Well, look, I think the president, I agree with him. It may take a government shutdown in September to, shake Washington, into reality. The bottom line is that, we decided in December to take the chance on trying to do an omnibus bill in the spring. Maybe we'd get lucky. The Democrats might work with the Republicans, but they didn't. So I think the president got the best deal he could. Well, he wants to move on to solve the health care bill, take care of the tax reform. And then, again, the full battle will be in September when we have actually done our appropriations bills knowing that the president is President Donald Trump. Last year when we did the appropriations bills, of course, the president wasn't the president. So we can do more in this year's appropriations bills, do them through regular order, and hopefully get a much better deal for the president in September.
But could you not get that better deal by saying to the Democrats, you know what, we as Republicans reject the deal that has been negotiated. We don't care if the government shuts down. Let's get back to the table. And then force them to come to the table and renegotiate while the clock is ticking and while the government is closed down. What's wrong with that scenario?
Well, we're already 6 months into the fiscal year. So, it's about time to get this year done. Next year, again, the president is now forewarned. Chuck Schumer will not work with him. Chuck Schumer wants a showdown. And there are ways that you can structure it where it's to the president's advantage.
But do you agree that with every click of the top, every tick of the clock, it becomes more difficult to drain the swamp? As time goes by and we get closer and closer to the midterms, doesn't it make it more difficult to do what could be done today?
No, I think what you're leaving out is that there is a learning curve for President Trump. I mean, he's figuring out, who's going to work with him in Washington, who's not going to work with him. That's very valuable information to have when you go ahead and really, again, drain the swamp through the appropriations mechanism. And so I think he's just figuring out, who he can trust. He obviously can't trust Chuck Schumer to work with him. Chuck Schumer has basically said, look, we want to shut down. We dare you to shut down the government. But, this president, a shutdown looks very different under President Trump than under President Obama. I've always said, look, what the president ought to do is just declare that all the Republican priority agencies are essential, all the Democrat priority agencies are non-essential, let's go ahead and have the shutdown and shut down your part of the government, if that's what you want. And that's something that you'll have to structure over time.
Well, I will tell you, after speaking to our listeners for 2 days about this, they are very angry that this is being put off until September. And they have even said, the Republicans should not think that they're going to have a majority after the midterms because they're very, very angry about this. And they don't understand why the can is being kicked down the road until September. So I get from your point of view, it's different. But just so you know, from the people outside the bubble, it is not different. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. I'd like to talk to you about healthcare. You are a physician, and it's rare that we get a physician who has input into the process. As a physician, you understand the problems that are inherent in our healthcare system. My husband is a physician, so I see it as well. And one of the biggest things he says is, I don't understand why healthcare is attached to someone's job, because when someone loses their job, they lose their insurance. Why can't we fix that problem?
Well, of course, the Republican Health Care Act attempts to fix that problem by making it easier to get an individual plan, giving tax credits to people for individual plans, so they're not only getting tax preference if they're getting their health insurance through their employer. The HIPAA rule, though, you know, as long as you stay employed, it's not a problem, because you do get, you go from one employer to the other, you're guaranteed insurability between employers. But the large employers do negotiate down the cost of health care. I mean, they do function as large purchasers, so it's not all bad to connect at least some part of the marketplace to employment. And of course, this benefit is a way for one employer to gain an advantage over another employer when you have a highly desirable job candidate. But you're right. For years, we have not gotten it straight that if you purchase insurance as an individual, your tax situation is different than if your employer purchases insurance. That wasn't fair, and we begin to correct it in the American Health Care Act.
And also allowing me to purchase insurance across state lines. Why am I restricted to just my state? Why can't it be the same as auto insurance? Why does it have to be different?
Well, it will be. Mr. Trump wants that done. He thinks that's a priority.
Yeah.
I think that if we see an infrastructure bill later in the year, the president's going to want to put things like that in that bill, connect it to that bill, so that we finally get the ability to purchase insurance across state lines. We finally get the ability to have large associations form health insurance groups to keep the price down. Those things are all things that I think are going to happen
By the end of the year, because it seems what we're hearing now is that the concessions that were made on health care to the conservatives have irritated the moderates, and that perhaps there is not going to be any deal this year.
Oh, I think there will be. I think it'll be sooner than you think.
And are you going to vote for this budget deal? I just got to get you on the record.
At this point, I'm probably not, because, again, this was negotiated as a bipartisan deal that I think probably didn't get enough for the conservative side. It'll pass, but it'll probably pass with a mix of Democrat and Republican votes in both chambers.
Representative Andy Harris, Republican from Maryland, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.